flesh. I will need to depend on my own capacity. It is the administration of divine life that guarantees dunamis. Please stay with me. Dunamis is one of the four levels of power as documented in scripture. And I want you to please pay attention to me. Dunamis, we have dunamis. We also have exousia. We have kratos. But you see, there's something unique about dunamis. Dunamis speaks to capacity. One of the major things you need to remember about dunamis is capacity. That means to have capacity, ability for something. It's just like when you are trying to compel your car, your Peugeot 504, to get on the racetrack with a Formula One, That as genuine as the interest of that Peugeot 504 may be, I am sure you will not need a prophet to tell you that that car does not have the capacity to get into a race like that. In fact, it is a misnomer. It is abnormal. It will be considered something of note. How did this car, how did this person, how did this life get access to something like this for which it is not wired for? So what gives capacity is the kind of life that operates within a person. Please, I want you to understand me. We all have divine life by virtue of the administration of the Spirit when we came to Christ. But our inherent capacity is different. Because when you talk about dunamis, you are talking about inherent capacity. Something that you have capacity for internally. I'm talking about power here. I don't want you to be lost this morning. I want you to understand. Because when you are trying to drive an engine, you put on your generator and you are trying to power your air conditioner, but that generator may be those type I better pass my neighbor. You buy it for 10,000 naira. Or you even bought it from somebody that has already used it before. They also bought it from somebody who used it before. And then from somebody who left your area and then gave it to you at 10,000 naira. So that capacity is not even the capacity again because it has depreciated. So dunamis speaks of inherent capacity. I say this because when Jesus taught us and said, it is the words that I speak that are spirit and life, my doctrine, my teaching, people like to receive of God as long as it is miracles. But they do not show enough interest in the doctrine. Because Jesus taught us and he said, if there is any man who seeks to know my will, he shall know of the doctrine. That means if any man seeks to know of the will of God, he will not get a miracle. Miracles are for, and healing, they are for children. And we always need miracles. But what God gives to sons is the administration of doctrine. Because the doctrines can replicate the signs. But you may have the signs today and find yourself in another situation tomorrow and you will be stranded. It is the administration of the will of God in a man's life that helps him know what will be required for this particular challenge, which may be different from what may be required in another challenge. Which is why a believer may be happy today and depressed tomorrow. Because he does not understand the flow of life that guarantees the inherent capacity to always be joyful. I don't know if somebody is here now. Are you with me? Am I speaking above your head? Okay. So this is very important. You need dunamis in your life. It is from the word dunamis you get dynamite. That means it, even though it is inherent in his working, but its outward manifestation is like a bomb, like a dynamite going off. You need dunamis. I will come back and I will teach on these things and how to assess them. But you need to know that when he speaks to you, when you are studying the word of God and God is speaking to your heart in the morning, that thing you call quiet time, when God is speaking to your heart, it is not just what he's saying you should be concerned about. It is also the understanding and knowledge that life is being transferred from the source to the recipient. Did you get what I just said? That when you find the word of God, what it gives to you is life. Peradventure, something happened to you yesterday that affected the quality of divine expectation. The words from his mouth will make up that differential and restore you back to where you are supposed to be. Because in Psalms 23, he said, he restored my soul. That means, as far as the heavens are concerned, it is possible for my spirit to be okay, but my soul is being depleted. It is in the realm of the soul you have depression. Have you ever found yourself in a state where you are actually happy? You are happy in your mind, but you don't want to see anybody. I don't know if that, you people are very holy. It has happened to me before. I don't want them. I'm happy as I'm alone now. I'm happy. I don't want anybody to come and make noise here. Do you understand what I'm saying? Sometimes, when I know my children are coming back from school, once it's like 30, I say, now wow. Once they enter now, noise everywhere. Noise. And that's the moment I'm beginning to appreciate the quietness. You know, and then they just bang the door, bam, bam. They don't even know. They just bang the door and come in and scream. Don't joke with the administration of life that is being given to you when God speaks. If you don't understand how these things work, you will think all you did was read the Bible that morning. Which is why we all read the Bible, but we got different things out of it. Because there is a science to divine things. There's a way to understand divine things. Read your Bible, pray every day. It's not just something to keep you stuck. It is because as we interact with the written word, then the living word breathes upon us. And there also is the matter of meditation. Because when you meditate, you internalize that power. You internalize that life. You are able to see all the streams that that life is bringing. And you can get a word of assurance that you will be okay, even though you may be threatened in your office. I don't know why I'm speaking to this one, but I think this is for somebody. So don't be familiar. Don't be too familiar with how God relates with you. I'm telling you because some of you think some people are specially anointed. No, it is our understanding that is different. So when I pray in tongues, there was something. I wanted to talk about the lower purposes of prayer on Friday at that conference. No time. For instance, when you pray in tongues, Tina, when you pray in tongues, what I want to ask you a question. What's your idea? What's on your mind when you pray in tongues? Like, I want to have an idea. What is there anything you think about? What do you use tongues for?
Wow, that was a difficult question. Okay, initially it will be personal thoughts, things you are supposed to do. But as you continue, your mind switches and it's like you are floating. That's what happens to me.
Busayo, when you pray in tongues, what are your thoughts? Or for you, what are the primary uses of tongues for you?
Okay. Like Tina said, when I pray in tongues, sometimes I have things I want to pray about. But I think at some point you began to tell us about why we should focus, like we should keep our mind on God. So recently when I pray, because before now I used to like I grew up like we want to pray, not like you can pray always, but of course, when I came into Lagos, all of that needed to change, and I realized that I needed to be praying continually. So as you thought about those things, I just try to keep my mind on God, like maybe a scripture is in my mind, or even there's no scripture in my mind, I'm just like, God, I want to know you more. Like, I keep that thought in my heart as I pray in tongues. That's really what I do now.
Now, if you heard what I said when I started teaching, I said dunamis is inherent power, inherent capacity. That means if I have the capacity to lift this thing, I don't need to pray. I just speak it. Meanwhile, if I ask my son to do it, he will struggle. Because I have the inherent capacity, because I have developed to that level. Hey. Because of my age and strength, we are both human beings. But our development is not at the same level. I want somebody to hear what I'm saying. So that you can wake up and take responsibility. God is not the one against your growth. And in fact, it's not Satan. If you make a decision today to develop and grow, there's nobody that can stop you. Come on, say amen. Amen. Now, I finished my program last week. And thank you, sir. But do you know that despite the fact I was supposed to go and rest, I was working with my wife, and I applied for another program at Harvard. I was supposed to rest. I'm talking about capacity. Capacity is not very far away from knowledge. Your knowledge base, your exposure. That there are certain things I know, even though I and my son have the same body part, but he will never know it because of exposure. The kind of message you listen to expands your mind to interact at that level. That's why you can listen to the word of God to a point. Even if you suffer and suffer, you cannot backslide. Meanwhile, there are people asking and saying, before I became a Christian, everything was fine in my life. The day I came to Christ, hey, problem after problem, problem after problem. It's like all the enemies woke up. They say we should pursue him. But when Pastor, before I became a Christian, I used to have money. All my business, they were doing well. The day I gave my everything came down. I said, it's not God that killed your business. So I said, dunamis is what? Inherent power. This is not my message. I have my message. I'm talking. I feel I'm touching something. Or maybe I feel I'm taking off from Friday. Nah. So we both look the same. Do you even know that if you leave the subject of my son aside, you take two adults. One has been training at the gym regularly. The other one is like me, all talk. You now put us on the stage and say, lift this weight. Now, I will just tell you, my brother, I believe in your ministry. This is not my area. And I would say, no need to contest. In politics in Nigeria, we just say, no, I will just step down for him. Because what will happen to me if I lift that thing? If you don't see it, hallelujah. Okay. Where was I? I said, if I for any reason compete with him there, even though we have the same height, but our inherent capacity is not the same. I may leave that place and Loretta will be saying, Loretta likes me. So I wanted to impress her. I now went to lift weight. For which even God and Satan were screaming, don't do it. Don't do it. For the first time, Satan told you, my friend, don't do this thing. You will, because now you left that place And Loretta was like, wow, I didn't know you were so shy. I said, yeah. Only for them to go and admit the brother, say something happened to his spine. Now, Laura loves you, but she's not willing to marry a man with spinal cord. So you have climbed the tree beyond, you know, there's a Yoruba proverb, but you won't understand this one. There's a way to say it. If you don't understand Yoruba, you can't get it. But there's a, you know, when you climb the tree beyond the branches, beyond the leaves, so you are now on the air, you come down. It won't be sweet, except you understand Yoruba. You know, it's a very powerful. You climb the tree, you now cross to another dimension. Listen. You should be concerned about your inherent capacity. It's not a height issue. It is the administration of life. How much I have expanded my mind, my heart, to receive of the Lord. My posture, wherever God is speaking, the way I want to receive. He said, I found his words, and they were in me, the rejoicing of the heart. When I you know, some people, you would say, let us pray, they are very happy. You want to teach the word. Sir, the scriptures cannot be broken. God has already told us everything. You just need to pick that book and read it. Just assume you are reading the Bible for the first time. Then begin to look inside that thing. That word dunamis is inherent capacity, which comes as a result of the administration of divine life, which expands your capacity from within such that you can carry out certain spiritual tasks effortlessly. It also suggests that you are able to resist certain satanic attacks without prayer. But if you take a stone and throw on me, I'll just look at it like this. You may even throw a block, 9 inches block, and I just move and I look back. But if you throw a 9-inch block on a child, it has a different impact. Please, we must give attention, because God is not the one saying no to your growth. There are places where exousia fail, but dunamis, we balance there. We work effectively. Exousia is a kind of power in the scripture that is referred to as authority. For it to be operational, somebody must put you in a role. Must be delegated. But like I always say, when I teach on authority, I can say to my child, sit on that chair, and he continues to dance. He will not be jumping up. And I say, young man, I say, sit here. Then he continues to jump. So that is dunamis, but it's failing, because it may sometimes lack the capacity to enforce. Because you still have authority over you. You are not the final man in that authority structure in your office. Huh? But I can now hold his hand and say, and grab him, bless you, sir, and drag him and say, sit here. That last action is dunamis. I am enforcing. Then when I grab him, he now shakes up himself and he obeys. The ability to punish disobedience is also in dunamis. Where you say, if truly I'm called of God, now I execute this judgment against you. That one is inherent capacity. You didn't take permission for that. You relied on the working of God's grace on your inside and you spoke. It was the same thing that this man executed when he wanted to bless Ephraim and Manasseh. What's his name? Israel. When they brought the two sons, he could not see very well. And the scripture said he crossed his hands and blessed. And Joseph was trying to correct him. And he said, no, I'm blind physically, but spiritually, my eyes are open. You see, prioritizing your sight in the realm of the spirit is more important than this celebration of falsehood that we do now, where you even want to enhance the eyes, you put all kinds of things there, you do, Sometimes the attention you pay to your physical eyes may be a pointer to the neglect of the spiritual. I'm just saying. If you have ever seen in the spirit before, clearly, you will not waste your time with some of those things you put inside your eyes. I'm telling you. I'm not talking about imagination. I'm saying that God opened your eyes. You saw into the realm of spirit. You will know that that realm is an entire resource. It's an entirely different. It's like we are here now. People are living in the United States. So you may not know. You think life is just in Nigeria. Until you are taken to another place, everybody is white. Now, wow, everything works. The roads are clean. Nobody's throwing stuff out of the window. Then you now realize that the guy that was throwing something when you guys were going to the airport at Ikeja, all of a sudden behaves himself from the airport. Because within that economy, there are certain things that will not be allowed. So even your senators behave. But when they are landing here, the plane has not landed, they turn on their phone. Ismaila, where are you? You are fired. You are fired. I told you to be here before the plane lands. You are fired. The plane is just landing. They have not disembarked. But you can now see, the culture will influence your behavior. So pay attention to dunamis. And there is an entire lot I could share with you here. And why I asked you about praying in tongues is because if dunamis power is inherent power, power that is living in your inside, power in your spirit that can be executed as long as your capacity captures it, then speaking in tongues is one of the divine abilities given to the believer to execute at will. Which means I don't need to feel in the spirit to pray in tongues. Which also suggests to me that one of the direct ways to trigger dunamis as inherent power is to trigger or deploy the use of an inherent gift like tongues. So you can use your tongues to be doing small activities, while others can deploy the use of tongues for stretching. That's why I asked, what do you use your tongues for? It's good for you to pray in tongues and say, oh, the Holy Spirit, as we pray, how did First Corinthians put it? He said, well, as we prayed, our spirit prayed. Have you ever given consideration to what your spirit might be discussing at that level? Peradventure, you have been demoted. And they are trying to beg so that you will not be demoted again. Have you tried to even listen to your spirit? There's a way you listen and you know that this oil is stale. This oil is not fresh. Who knows what I'm talking about? You are praying to someone like, okay, it's like you need a retreat. You will feel, you will know. It's not a voice. As you are praying, you yourself, you will know. I never entered this message. Yo. Are you getting blessed? Should I just stay here and finish this? Some of the people that we envy, they are just people who give attention to understanding. I'm telling you. So you can use your prayers, including the ability to speak in tongues, for lesser purposes. Like praying, I pray 1 hour, I go. When a man prays in tongues, the scripture says, no man around him understands what he says, but in the spirit he is understood because he speaks directly to God. Question. If I am speaking to God, God answers me by giving spirit and life. Are we clear? Are we together? God's response to me is what? Spirit and life. Which, in other words, we call what? The word. Do you see that those who teach the word, without manifestations of the spirit, there's a driver that needs to be installed. Something is missing. You can't teach the word without the Spirit. There's a way somebody can be teaching something. You may not understand, but the Spirit of God will be bearing witness that that thing is true. Just hear it first. But that you don't know it, but you will get it tomorrow. But just take it. The way he's saying it, don't question it. Take it like that. But you've not gone to confirm it. But there's a rightness to the matter. There is a witness to that message. Even though within the confines of your current reality, those things are not clear to you. But God is giving a witness that this is what I needed you to hear. Because you keep praying and praying. Every time in the Spirit you deploy a solution that is working for others but not working for you, it is because there is something else you should be doing that you are not doing. So you can be using your prayer for lesser activities, lesser purposes. Meanwhile, some of us may be using the ability to pray in tongues to shift atmospheres. Now, let me say this to you. If there is any level or dimension in the Spirit that you see in the open, it would have manifested or opened sometimes, most times, in your secret place. First of all, you may not have noticed it or might have observed it at a lower level, but I am here to tell you that nothing is sudden in that sense, in that reality. Excuse me, when Jesus left and told the disciples to tarry, what did he expect them to be doing? What do you think? What were they doing? They were praying. And they were also teaching. Because Peter was speaking to them. And Peter, in that light, even talked about the idea of filling up the vacant space for Judas. Even though he got it wrong. But he still put somebody there. Huh? So, there was a... They gathered, they locked themselves up for how many days? 50, which is the number of Pentecost. Which is the number of Pentecost, signifying when the Holy Spirit should be released. If they had gone one day short, they would have been late. If they had gone to their houses from that mountain where Jesus gave them instruction, say, let's go and pack our bag before coming, that there would have been a pullback from the accurate timing of God. Because one of the things that takes men out is rationality. Let me rush home. They say you should fast. I cannot start tomorrow. I'm going on a lunch date with Emeka. We'll start on Tuesday. You might be putting yourself in a difficult position because in the agenda of God, the thing should start tomorrow. They have calculated it. It's not, they are not waiting for you. They have software there that determine all these things. They have calculated that this thing, for you to be on time, you have to start immediately. You have to start immediately. Listen. Have you ever seen Peter preach the way he preached? In his entire life, like he preached in Acts chapter 2. That thing is not head knowledge. It's not head knowledge. There are wells of the Spirit that can open when you press for 50 days. Oh my God, someone didn't hear that one. I said, when you wait, first day, second day, 20th day, 30th day, nobody sees any change. The moment the Holy Ghost is released and settles upon you, that 50 days work will show. Because when you are building capacity, nobody will see. Nobody will notice. In fact, if anything, you will look like you are wasting your time. Most of us are spiritually stronger than we have ever imagined or thought. The only thing is that we never even pay attention to our spirit. And I dare say to you, if you give attention to how you look physically, more than the spirit, your spiritual health, there's something. It may be significant of the fact that you are not even in the will of God. This is not telling you not to be fashionable. It's a personal assessment. You are the only one who can answer that question. I don't have a problem with people looking fancy and whether you're a guy or a girl or gay, whichever one you find. I don't have a problem with you looking anyhow. I'm just saying that if you are doing it to the detriment of your spirit, you are the only one. I cannot answer that question for you. Do you understand? Because I also don't want to marry a lady who is not stylish. I'm just telling you. That peradventure, Peradventure, which only you can supply the answer. If you have given more attention to your flesh, to how people perceive you, more than how heaven perceives you, then it may be telling us that it has been a while that you receive the administration of the Spirit and life. That means it's been a while that you receive revelation knowledge. So we are talking about inherent power. Inherent power, something that is inside of you. Something that has been stretched through disciplines. You see, there's a point you get to in your journey. When the doctor tells you something, you say no. You say no. And you're not trying to use faith. You're just telling him. I remember there was a particular boy that was a sickler. And this example comes to me because I was involved. I don't know if you are hearing me clearly at the back. Huh? This boy is a sickler and was always in the hospitals. So one day the boy said, Daddy, send for Pastor Gwinga. So we went there. I went there. I think I went with my wife. And as I was praying for him, because he's been in pains, all his joints, as I prayed for him, the pain left immediately. Then I felt impressed by the Lord to pray a certain kind of prayer that I've never prayed before. So I prayed that prayer. And what was the prayer? I said, Father, from today, I tie this boy's life to my own. I've never prayed that prayer before. But that's the way the prayer. I said, from today. I said, as long as I live, the boy must not die. Now, I can't explain, but that's capacity. Because what that means is that I want to use my energy to carry an extra load. So I felt so blessed when this was many years ago, when I was asked to sign the reference for him to get into university. I felt so blessed. He's so much taller than I am now. You will not even see any excess strength in him now. So the thing is in his body, but it's contained. If they take him to the hospital, they check, they say it's excess. His life is nothing like an excess. He lives, he's taught. No, most of them have stunted growth. The guy, so I don't, maybe, please stand up, sir. I think this is like his height. This is like his height. And you call this, can you say this person is an excess? Do you understand what I'm saying? So you can, by your inherent power, which is why we must pay attention personally and stop making excuses for our own development, because one day your life will depend on it. What David fought Goliath with was dunamis. Inherent power. So when I pray in tongues, I pray with the intention to expand from inside. Not mark time. I pray with the intention to interact and receive spirit and life. Because when that word comes, it will restore me from the depreciation that has come into my life as a result of interacting with my daily activities. Huh? Going to eat, going to watch a film. So when I come back, eko kopia ta letuza. I have understanding of what I'm doing. It's like being connected back into the wall socket to recharge. The scripture says in the book of Jude, it says, what did he say in Jude 2 verse 20? Build, give me Jude only chapter verse 20, quickly. He said what? Do you see the word building there? There's like a continuous process. Building. He didn't say built. Building. That means if, my brother, stand up. That means if this is my height in the realm of the spirit, if I continue to do the things that brought me to this stage, next year I could be twice this size. So when they look at me in the realm of the spirit, what they see is a giant. When God has an activity or a task meant for giant, he will say, go and call this brother. Yeah, because you will now be saying, God only say, it's his development, inherent capacity. It's easy for dunamis to be placed on him because he has the infrastructure to carry it. He has what it takes to hold it and not caving under that anointing. So there is no limit to my spiritual growth. I may be this height this year, and next year I will be twice this height in the spirit in terms of stature. But there is a demand here. There is a demand. Stop using the inherent instrument of your development, which is tongues, for lesser activities only. When you pray in tongues, let your mind travel with that activity and see your development. Yes. Your tongues are not only useful in spiritual things. They are useful for dissolving of art sentences, like science. The course I'm doing in Harvard is an IT course. I didn't study science or anything. Technology. Yeah? I've taken a course outline on cyber security, web development, but I'm getting it little by little. It's not, you know, when your mind is wired in a way, after working in a bank for 12 years, there's a way you can't think again. But my mind is open because I'm listening. Capretosha katuke. The white guy is speaking, you know, his speech pattern is difficult for me. So I support it with the flow of tongues. Rabata ditu yushaya teletol. Zaprate keteke dia. My mind is open to this reality. Ha! Then I push it and I look again. Okay, I write something. Inherent power. You can learn anything. Forget, don't let anybody put you in a box. The inherent power comes with inherent advantages. Come on, say amen. Yeah, you will not know until you start seeing some things happen. You can stand in front of you and Satan, this far no more. Back. You will not pray. You will not pray because you have developed yourself to that point. When they see you, it is your height and stature in the spirit that they will see, not the small boy talking. But this doesn't depend on God. That's why sometimes when you are looking for a formula, God is trying to give you a process. It's not a formula, it's a process. You will not just jump there. You have to put yourself on a particular plan, a trajectory. You have to be living in a particular way. Come on, say inherent power. Inherent advantage. And many of you have what it takes already. The problem is that you don't even know that thing is there. And some do not even know how to steward that which is there. So you come for a meeting. There is an impartation by the Holy Ghost. And then you take that impartation and tell Athena, I was blessed in that meeting. Hey, keep quiet. You've been blessed for 5 years. Nothing. When you receive a log of wood with fire and you want to cook, you will go and look for other woods. Huh? Prayer patterns. Change in schedule. Change in prayer schedule. Now, I now present to you that it is possible, and these are some of the things we are talking about. How a man is able to pray. How a man is able to interact with God, even when he is busy doing other things. So we need to install more than one core. We cannot be using a laptop that has one core. We need to look for something like Core i5, Core i7, so that you can apportion this core. You take care of this one. Apportion another core. You be praying always. You be doing office work. So I could be talking to my brother. Oh, they just talk about this project. Blah, blah. But in my heart, Kela, Toro, Tara, Tere, Toro, Tesha, Yakia, no, Top, Retese, Libraco, Tofe, Ketu, Ralata, De, Keze, Autopilot, Ikrembeto, Drimbra, Hasa, Letoro, Tukeshali, Arama, Isutofi. I pick my khaki, I'm going now, Rabalito, Coroneto, Kiata, Kabali, Noto Sefeli, Rabalato, Rete, Kezetelia. Hey, Alpha, you know something that I'm Katabala, da. Hey, Kadu, is you develop that pattern over time. So your candle is always before the Lord and is burning. Always before the Lord. So you must have that core installed. That course, C-O-R-E, you must have it installed. It's not a one-day thing. Because the first time I do it, everything will crash. The system will crash. the browser, everything say, error. Is it 404 or 500? 404. You just see, say this. When you see that kind of error message, you are in the bank. And the customer is in front of you, we shout because the IT officer is the only one that understands this one. Say 404. Hey! Kata liba kasaya. You have advantage. I'm telling you.
Yes, sir.
Because what happens to you when you begin to pray in tongues, which is an inherent gift, to trigger inherent power. When you learn how to pray in tongues over time, I have said it before that many of you need to record yourself praying in tongues on your phone. When you are in traffic, plug your earpiece and be listening to yourself. Be smart. The phone is for you. You didn't borrow it. Because as you begin to interact at that level, the frequency of the tongues you are speaking, Scripture already told us that it is not within this earth realm that the frequency can be interpreted. That thing is encrypted and must be sent to a particular lab where it can be decoded. That lab is only in the presence of God. You can't stop a man's prayer that prays in tongues because you don't even know what he's talking about. You, within this atrium, you can't decipher what that thing is about. You may suspect, but you are not sure. So why are you not using your advantage? Why? So you may only see the ability to pray in tongues as something that is given to you because you are a Pentecostal or a Pentecostal. You will be speaking in tongues, be speaking anyhow. You don't even know what you are saying. When you give your attention to these things, you will get to a level. Understanding becomes a second nature to you. Oh my God. There will be a bridge, a strong bridge between your natural life and your supernatural life, your spirit life. And over time, your spirit life will begin to superimpose itself over your soul and begin to superimpose itself over your body, such that you will not be able to make a decision in the flesh again. And believe me, if there's anything you saw that Jesus did, if there's any operation of the Spirit you saw in Jesus, he gave it to us so that we will know it has been now been released. When the Holy Ghost came, there was nothing in Jesus that he held back. He gave everything to us. But the key here is not to pursue experiences. It's to pursue that intercourse. That level. And listen to me. It has nothing to do with your book. Or you might not be educated. This dimension is not close to you because you didn't go to school.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
In fact, I have found that people that didn't go to school operated in it more.
Yes, sir. Better.
Ayobabalola was in a meeting with the choir, with a member of his choir, and they were rehearsing a song. And as they were singing, he unconsciously levitated. Lifted up. They said, Baba Tinlo. Like, Baba is going, no? Baba, they quickly held his leg, dragged him back. There's a prophet in Ghana. He's not educated, he doesn't know how to read. In one of his experiences, the Lord came to him. They brought another head, removed his head, put another one. In a vision, he woke up with the ability to read scriptures. How do you explain that one? So, we are not talking about pursuing experiences. I'm saying that there is a wiring God has given you. That you may be up on a scale of 1 to 10, you may be operating on 2. It is this intercourse between the inherent gift and the inherent capacity that will trigger you to move from level 1 to 2 to 3 to 4 to 5 to 6 to 7. By the time you operate at the peak of that operation, people will think you are an apostle. You are just a believer. So you can now see that this subject of laziness has done more harm to many of us. Because somewhere in for us, except we close the door and we pray, we have not started praying. There's a place for that. There's a place for that. And there are some people you should never pray with. I didn't say they are not born again. No. I say you should never pray with them. Because you will struggle. If you know the kind of person you are, that when you pray, you don't like people touching phones and responding to WhatsApp message. Don't pray with people who do it. They will make you offended. Because they will even come back and tell why you are praying, God told me. How can God be telling you, you are pressing phone. You are pressing this. I saw you send a message to your fiancé. You now say, God told you what. Oh God, please, we are not going to pray together again. Because for you, it is a symbol of unseriousness. It's better for unserious people to congregate together and let serious people also congregate together. When you move in this ability and you graduate in it to a level, one of the blessings that God will give to you is I'm talking in terms of inherent capacity and your inherent gift, is that you will now become, you will begin to develop forensic abilities. You will begin to develop forensic ability, not because you prayed, but because your development has gotten to that point. Jesus, Mark chapter 2 verse 8, he knew what they were thinking. He didn't pray to know. Jesus knew what they were thinking. He didn't pray to know. He knew. Because his function has developed. Look at it. And immediately, Mark chapter 2 verse 8, he perceived in his spirit that they saw reason within themselves. And he started responding to what they were thinking. That means in the realm of the spirit, what you think there is a legal conversation. Your thought patterns are legal conversations. If you keep, oh my God, if I pray for you and say, Father, bless her. I want her to be married in 3 months. But she has maintained a thought pattern of difficulty and impossibility. Over time, even though prayers have been said, what she has thought will prevail. What I just told you now, think about it. If you maintain a particular thought pattern to the point where somewhere at the back of your mind is there without any effort, and I come and I pray for you, I cannot cast out that spirit. The spirit has built a house. It has roofed it. They live there. So even when I say, you spirit of Asimode, you spirit of spirit husband, pow, fire! The fire will go and the thing will come back. Because somebody has maintained a thought pattern that is not consistent with the word of God. To the point that the thought pattern has built a stronghold. So what you need to do is to bring down the curse and the symptoms will disappear. Come on, say I'm blessed. So this one should encourage you to love prayer. Because a man of the word is a man of prayer. Because for you now, praying, one of the higher functions of prayer is that you want to hear his word. One of the higher functions of prayer is that you want to hear what? His word. That means even when you come to church, you must not come carelessly. So that the word you need can find you. Because the 3,000 people that came to Jesus, when Peter preached his first message, they were not the only ones there. There were some that still did not believe. And I hope you know God can come to a service just for one person. Huh? My time is up. Maybe if you come into the second service, I will talk to you about the higher functions of prayer. Maybe, peradventure. The other higher functions of prayer. But one of it is that God has deployed the tool of prayer as a weapon or a system of divine administration to bring the word of the Lord to us in its purest channel. A system of administration to bring the word of the Lord to us in what? His purest channel. Through his purest, no stain. So you now see that you thought prayer was just about praying. No, there are things there the devil doesn't want you to know. So when you want to pray next time, you already know he can't cheat you again. Before he says, you are tired, ita, deba. Lebrodoza, yelelele kuma rakabata lelele. You shout him down. Ikadarabasata. Trying to argue with him will not work. Because already you know, the moment you start speaking in tongues, you are deploying your inherent gift. And the gift of tongues, the ability to pray in tongues, is one of the few inherent gifts that you can deploy without waiting for any sense of spirit. Check the old gift of the spirit. The one you can deploy without thinking is tongues. You can't prophesy without an inspiration. You can't heal the sick if God is not going to heal the people. But you see these tongues. Ela, kabra, ka, ka, to, to. As you are doing it, there's a connecting point between your capacity, between your current battery level, and the current, the voltage that is flowing. Let those who don't know stay there. 5 years will reveal who is different. 5 years is too much. It will show. You will begin to operate at a level of wisdom. People say, oh boy, something happened to your brain. It's the inherent capacity. There's a glow that comes out of your spirit. Because you didn't just speak in tongues. You spoke in tongues a lot. Yeah, you are looking for open doors. This is the time to start praying. And I'm raising your capacity for the door you are trusting God for. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, come on, pray in tongues. Join me in 1 minute. Let's pray in tongues. Rabaletoya ka zidegaya ka maduke kebela kura. Oh, brashata de lekora. We stretch in our inner capacity, building up yourselves in your most holy faith by praying in the Holy Ghost. Yeda kum melahatuzia rebalande kute rebata saladia. Rebale hetoza.